ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, King Chittaketu meets the Lord, text number 39. Kamadiyas Tvai Rachita, Kamadiyas Tvai Rachita. Na Parama Rohanti Yata Karamba Bijani Na Parama Rohanti Yata Karamba Bijani Gyanatmani Anugamaye Janatman Yanugamae Gunaganato Asya Dvandva Jalani Gunaganato Sya Dvandva Jalani Kamadiyas Tvai Rachita Na Parama Rohanti Yata Karamba Bijani Gyanatman Yagunatmaye Gyanatman Yanugamaye Guna Ganatsya Dvandva Jalini Kama Diyastvai Rachita Naparama Rohanti Yata Karamba Bijani Gyanatman Yagunamaye Gunaganatsya Dvandva Jalani Kamadiyastvai Rachita Naparama Rohanti Yata Karamba Bijani Gyanatman Yagunamaye Guna Ganatosya Dvandva Jalani Kamadiya Desires for Sense Gratification Tvai In You Rachita, performed. Na, not. Parama, O Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rohanti, do grow. Produce other bodies. Yata, just as. Karamba Bijani, Sterilize or fried seeds. Jnana Atmani, in you, whose existence is in full knowledge. Agunamaye, who is not affected by the material qualities. Gunaganata, from the material qualities. Asya, of a person. Dvandva Jalani, The networks of duality. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O Supreme Lord, if persons obsessed with material desires for sense gratification through material opulence worship You, who are the source of all knowledge and are transcendental to material qualities, they are not subject to material rebirth, just as sterilized or fried seeds do not produce plants. Living entities are subjected to the repetition of birth and death because they are conditioned by material nature. But since You are transcendental, one who is inclined to associate with You in transcendence escapes the conditions of material nature. Responsively, O Supreme Lord, if persons obsessed with material desires for sense gratification through material opulence worship You, who are the source of all knowledge and are transcendental to material qualities, they are not subject to material rebirth, just as sterilized or fried seeds do not produce plants. Living entities are subjected to the repetition of birth and death because they are conditioned by material nature. But since You are transcendental, one who is inclined to associate with You in transcendence escapes the conditions of material nature. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 9, wherein the Lord says, Janma karma chame divyam evang yo veti tatvataham tyaktva dehang punarjanmam naiti mam iti so arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of My appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains My eternal abode, O Arjuna. If one simply engages in Krishna consciousness to understand Krishna, he surely becomes immune to the process of repeated birth and death. As clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita, Tyaktva Dehang Punarjanmam Naiti, such a person, simply by engaging in Krishna consciousness or understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, becomes quite fit to return home back to Godhead. Even those who are obsessed with material desires may also come to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead so steadily that they go back to Godhead. The fact is that if one comes to Krishna consciousness, although he may have many material desires, he becomes increasingly attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna through associating with the Supreme Lord by chanting His holy name. The Supreme Lord and His holy name are identical. Thus he becomes uninterested in attachment to material enjoyment. The perfection of life is to be uninterested in material enjoyment and interested in Krishna. If one comes to Krishna consciousness somehow or other, even for material gain, the result is that he will be liberated. Kamad, dveshad, bayat, snehat, whether for the satisfaction of material desires, because of the influence of envy, because of fear, because of affection, or because of any other reason, if one comes to Krishna, his life is successful. Om Jnanate Marandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. So this verse very perfectly ties in many ways, to Srila Prabhupada's determination to come to America. Today's that, in the calendar, Vaishnava calendar, very auspicious day. It's Srila Prabhupada, after such a huge struggle, many of us have heard at different times the readings from Satswarup Maharaj's, Prabhupada's journey to, preparing for the journey to America. So despite all difficulties and all kinds of trials and tribulations and stumbling blocks, somehow or other, by Krishna's grace, Prabhupada's desire, intense desire, by his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was just so determined. Although every day he would meet with disappointment, he could see no one was interested in spiritual life. Everyone was simply interested in fulfilling their material desires. Envy, just desire to enjoy this material world. Just like Chitraketu, he is praising Ananta, but he was actually giving glorification to his spiritual master, Narada Muni, for this purification and this determination. So simply on the determination and the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada, and of course faith in Krishna and the holy name, he struggled to come to America. We've heard how he suffered 2 heart attacks, long journey, came with nothing other than books. He was determined to bring the Srimad Bhagavatam, and also his strong faith in the holy name, his determination. And if the Atlantic Ocean would have shown its usual rough face, that night Prabhupada had a dream. He said, my dear friend Krishna came to me in that dream in many kind of forms, just like Arjuna saw the universal form of Krishna, became very much enlivened. And Krishna guaranteed, said, don't worry, I'll take care of everything. So when you have a friend like Krishna, he gives you that kind of guarantee, you feel confident. And so the journey was the smoothest journey ever, so much so that Captain Arun Pandya and his wife said, why don't you just come back with us? Because it was such a soft journey, such a smooth journey on the Atlantic, I think, is because of your presence. So Krishna's taking care of his devotee, but we sometimes think, well, why did Prabhupada go through so much struggle? Chitraketu went through so much struggle. The Pandavas, they go through so much struggle. So it's not just an easy ride. Coming to the material world, because we're conditioned, because we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. We have so many material desires. And so that purification, sometimes you have to turn the heat up to get the impurities out, isn't it? When you're making the ghee, when it's boiling, then all the impurities rise and you skim off the impurities, then you have the golden, crystal clear ghee. So we have so many impurities in the heart. So much is there. I also wanted to read Prabhupada's prayer when he arrived. This is very beautiful. That he wrote this in Bengali, but it's the translation here. My dear Lord Krishna, he arrived in America and he sees the skyline, all these huge buildings, and Prabhupada will express his feelings here. You are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. But I guess you have some business. You have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place? So Prabhupada is putting it on Krishna. He wanted to come because his Guru Maharaj ordered him. And he knew Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the holy name to be spread all over the world. But still, he's having a conversation with Krishna. Why you bring me to this terrible place? Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva, Krishna. So this is the nature. Prabhupada, even on the Bowery, is seeing all the drunkards. You know, insane people, intoxicated people, they think, oh, I am happy, you know, very satisfied. But actually, they're suffering, but still they have no taste to hear the message of Krishna. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. But I know that your causeless mercy can make everything possible, because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? Oh Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. Just imagine, he just went through such a long journey, suffered two heart attacks, had nothing but so-called disappointment and reverses, just trying to leave the country. People are not interested. I know I just went on a little journey, came back, and just want to rest and relax. What does Prabhupada do? He writes a special message talking with Krishna about giving mercy to the conditioned souls. All living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will. Jai Sri Sri Gornitai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundalita Vishaka Devi. All living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will. And therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. Just like Prahlad Maharaj asked, what do you want? Just want to deliver the conditioned souls, Vasudev Datta. What do you want? I want to suffer for them. Let everyone be liberated. So Prabhupada is exhibiting his compassion. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. It's a devotee's humility. He feels very unqualified, but he gives all credit to his guru and Krishna. And by the mercy and power of Krishna, anything can happen. Blind man can see the stars in the sky. Lame man can cross mountains. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Not only, or only, by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel gladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta. And now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. Signed, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, on board the ship Jaladuta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, dated 18th September, 1965. So now Prabhupada was in America. He had a big journey in front of him to convince all the mudhas, all the conditioned living entities who are simply absorbed in sense gratification, in the modes of ignorance and passion. All of us are looking for something in life, and most people, they think they find it by becoming wealthy or having a nice family, or having many cars or a nice palatial place to live. These things are my accomplishments and achievements. Someone showed me, oh, I have these two shops, I've got three floors and 100 million inventory. I said, oh, now you've achieved Krishna Prem. So devotees, it was often said, especially in the West, in America, many devotees come from families that had money and they had many opulences, but they were becoming hippies, not interested. Although that desire for sense gratification is not gone. So, akama sarvo kamo va moksha kamo udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushang purush. That if you have a lot of material desires, full of material desires, you have no material desires, whatever condition you might find yourself, approach the Supreme Lord. And how do we approach the Lord? As instructed by Srila Prabhupada. By chanting his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada thought to himself, I'm going to ask the civilization, the people of America, to give up illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meat eating. That's their whole life. It's impossible, they said. You know, it's like, how can you even think that there's no life without that? You're depriving us of the natural, you know, privileges of human existence. People think that these are our enjoyment, our pleasure and happiness. But this parang drishtva nivartate, the higher taste, it comes. And just see the kind of conviction that, what will these Americans think? You have an ancient Vaishnav traditional sadhu in traditional dress, tilak and kuntimala and little white rubber shoes, carrying an umbrella and a little suitcase, with no money to speak about Krishna. So maybe they've heard about Krishna from, they call pseudo transcendentalists or some persons who have visited India and come back with their own ideas. They think Krishna is some Hindu mythical god. You know, who is Krishna? Most people are Christian. They think 2,000 years ago this began life or something. Bhagavatam explains millions and billions and trillions of years and how universes are emanating from the Lord and unlimited Brahmas and Kalpas. And you know, you think, well, these are all fairy tales, but no, it's all substantiated in history and Shastra, philosophy, so much so that every university in the world had standing orders for Srila Prabhupada's books. Why would all the learned scholars and most educated people of the world accept Srila Prabhupada's books and the authentic teaching? What to speak of the substance when we read some of the reviews and appreciations of Srila Prabhupada from the most prominent scholars? We can understand that Srila Prabhupada was giving the science of God realization as presented by Krishna, just repeating Krishna's words. When Prabhupada was with this Bhattacharya, when Prabhupada went to Calcutta just a few weeks prior to making arrangements to come to America, he had nobody, although he grew up his childhood in Calcutta, but as a sannyasi, he called one Bhattacharya, who was a musician, and the Bhattacharya became, oh yes, please come, and he made some programs, some house programs. He would sing something, Prabhupada would give a lecture, and there was a comment that the Bhattacharya was remarking that, oh, I don't agree with this that you said, and then Prabhupada would get really angry because the Bhattacharya said, in my opinion, and Prabhupada said, what is this, I believe? It's no question of I believe. It's what Krishna says, what God says, as it is. We don't concoct. They sometimes ask Prabhupada, Swamiji, what is your opinion about this subject matter? I have no opinion. My opinion is the Shastric teaching. So Srila Prabhupada simply is depending on Krishna and Guru and repeating the words of the ancient Narada Muni, Vyasa Dev, Guru Parampara. So, Sadhu Shastra Guru, how do we know something is right? That it's there in the revealed scripture that all the sadhus confer that yes, this is our conclusion. Vedanti tatvas vedas tatvam yaj jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdite. So all the truths are confirmed by the transcendentalists, by the sadhus, by Shastra Guru. So we have the authentic, most wonderful teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, how to achieve the goal of life. And one should not feel, although Prabhupada was expressing out of sentiment and humility, that I am most unqualified, unfortunate beggar. So what is our condition? We're also very unqualified. Everyone is Kalau Sudra Sambhava. Everyone's born a Shudra, less than Shudra, Malechas, Yavanas. Not only dog eaters, cow eaters, you know, killing the babies in the womb. So our civilization is very condemned, especially in Kali Yuga. But if one has a little bit of intelligence and a little good fortune, you know, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij, we're wandering from life to life, planet to planet, different species of life. And fortunately, Bhagyavan, we've been made fortunate by Prabhupada, by Guru. And because Krishna, he's very pleased. The Guru is representative of Srimati Radharani. We heard this morning that by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, one can make spiritual advancement, be blessed. So she's the original Guru. Lord Nityananda is the original Guru. Srila Prabhupada, if he is giving blessings and we can follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavad Gita, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Prabhupada was lecturing in New York, 1965, he was emphasized that this Bhagavad Gita, these are words of Krishna, but it was put in the Mahabharata. It was actually the basics. Just imagine, the Bhagavad Gita is the basics of spiritual understanding. But we can't even grasp one verse, but the basics of spiritual understanding. So let us hear Bhagavad Gita, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, And by gradual development or cleaning of the heart by this Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahadevagni Nirvapanam, then the material desires will subside. Isn't it? The Sadhu Sangha, Bhajanakriya, Anartha Nivritti, then the symptoms of happiness, joyfulness, Brahma Bhuta, Prasanatma, Nashochati, Nakanchati, Samasaveshu Bhuteshu, Madbhakting Lapate Param, that one will become blissful, joyful, and happy by this process of Krishna consciousness. And we may think, no, I'm full of material desires. How will that happen? By Krishna's grace. Is it Prabhupada asking? But if you so desire, by your desire, they're all the conditioned souls came under the control of Maya. Because we wanted that. We wanted to forget Krishna so we can try to enjoy this life. And so Prabhupada says, also by your desire, you can take that curtain, that veil, the illusion away. Prabhupada will kick it away by Krishna's grace. So we should have faith. If the Jaghai and Madhai can be purified and cleansed and can see that, yes, I have such dirty heart, I'm very contaminated, but from this point on, let me dedicate my time, my energy, my enthusiasm for Krishna consciousness, then the material desires, this ocean of suffering will become the size of a calf's hoof print. We just finished a very good rainy season, so we may have seen some calf prints in the mud. It's a little puddle there, so you can easily step over that little puddle. So the ocean, insurmountable ocean of material desires, lust, greed, envy, anger, if these things come up, anger comes up, someone disturbs you, or, you know, envious, you see somebody is doing much better than you in something, and you think, oh, how, why is, you know, the envy may come up, or you may desire so many things, we can't just turn it off and become desireless. There's no question of desireless. Desires are always there, but we have to purify the desires. And there's a process. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam Atmanivedanam. You know, with that song, Bajahu Remana, Srinandanandana. Talking how to control the mind, that family, friends, it's all temporary, it's illusion. We have our duties to perform. We're not trying to be, total fanatics. We have our duties to perform. But at the same time, the essence of all duty is to surrender to Krishna, to surrender to Guru, and to become Krishna conscious. And we can become Krishna conscious by this process of bhakti yoga, by living in the association of devotees, and bathing the mind by hearing, this associating with Krishna and transcendence. What does it mean to associate with Krishna? You want to hear about Krishna's pastimes. You want to chant his holy name. But bhakti yoga, devotional service, does not mean simply you sit idle. Do something. Prabhupada, when he come back from his effort of preaching, of trying to sell his books, how is it that the Jagat Guru of the universe, such an exalted, learned, aristocratic personality, would be on the streets, practically had a heat stroke at one point, you know, trying to awaken people to God consciousness by distributing his books, but people had no interest. So when he would come back to that Sindhya camp for employees, they'd say, Swamiji, how was your day? Oh, it was not such a good day. And they would see he was exhausted from a full day's of work. And they would think that, oh, now, you know, he'll be depressed. And normally we'd become depressed. But then next moment they see he's enlivened again, writing or reading. And he's not on a mundane platform, he's on a transcendental platform, spiritual platform. He does not let the reverses or the so-called disappointments stop him from performing his devotional service. Okay, now I'm totally disappointed. I'm going to lock the door, shut off my phone, go to sleep. That's it, you know? I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to do anything. Prabhupada, he just, again, every day would have fresher and newer realizations. And how can you be reading Chaitanya Charitamrita in the middle of heart attacks and the storms and, you know, so much torment, like Prahlad Maharaj? You can envision, you know, the pitchforks coming, the snakes, the elephants, the cold, you know, put them up in the cold mountain. You know, all the descriptions are in Srimad Bhagavatam. He's just peacefully chanting the holy name. How is it possible? So these are not just stories and fairy tales. This is history. Prabhupada would often mention that although people like to think that everything is just stories and fairy tales, this history of the Vedic culture and the purpose and goal of life is very real, and it's achievable, because we can see how many of us have changed our lives, not for 1 week, 2 weeks, 30, 40, 50 years. You know, people have given up the materialistic way of life, they've given up their old habits, and they have enough faith and enough determination to try to serve Prabhupada by spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, by doing their part. Everyone has a role and a duty to perform, isn't it? If you don't know what that role and duty is, then you try to follow authority. Sometimes authority is not easy to follow, but Prabhupada's authority is most sublime, and his authority is very clearly spelled out in his books. And even every morning when we sing the Mangal Arati prayers, cleaning the temple, offering four kinds of nice foodstuffs for the Lord, by, you know, spreading this movement of Krishna consciousness. This is the 50th anniversary, so we're coming up to a nice Kartik festival. So we're dedicating this Kartik, the Damodar prayers, the Gopi Gita, the cultural programs, all the different activities here at Krishna Balaram Mandir are specifically a glorification of Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada's dedication and victory in planting the seeds of Krishna Bhakti. If Prabhupada did not plant these seeds, none of us would be here. We'd be pursuing the illusory dream of sense gratification and dying, getting old, diseased, and dying once again for the 100th trillion billionth time, and having no chance of seeing the light at the end of the dark tunnel of Kali Yuga. So we have a wonderful opportunity. Do your duties nicely, and Prabhupada performed his duties with humility and respect. So these are some lessons. Anyone have any questions or comments?
I can add
a little addition.
I was with Prabhupada. Yeah, I was with Prabhupada in Atlanta in 1975. You were there also?
I was in Miami.
Prabhupada spoke something about his arrival, about his coming to America. At that time in the lecture, he revealed something that we'd never heard before. He said, he gave the story of his godbrother, Bhan Maharaj, in London, who had said that Lord Jetland had said, Swamiji, can you make me a Brahmin? He said, yes. You simply follow these principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, I can make you a Brahmin. So Lord Jetland said, impossible. So Prabhupada was thinking, he told us, therefore when I came to your country, I was thinking, as soon as I tell them, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, they'll immediately say, Swamiji, please go home. But then Prabhupada said, I thought, let me try. So I heard Prabhupada say that, and I realized that because of Prabhupada's desire to try, that's how we were saved. So I yelled out, Jai, and the whole room like that, the whole room erupted with a big jive. It is because Prabhupada made that attempt, even though he thought he'd be a failure. And Prabhupada thought he would fail in his attempt, but he thought, let me try. And because of his attempt, therefore we've all been saved. And the whole world, the whole universe will be saved in due course.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yeah, when Prabhupada arrived, immediately they brought him to book his ticket back. He said, well, I think I'll stay for a couple of months. Isn't it? He thought like that. And so somehow Krishna arranged for him to stay longer. But that's the very same time in Atlanta when Prabhupada was talking about, oh yeah, very, very nice Gorni Thai deities, very, very merciful. And Prabhupada was saying, just take shelter of Sri Sri Gorni Thai, achieve perfection. He actually cut the lecture very short because he was very choked up and feeling great emotion, the mercy of Gorni Thai. So we also have Gorni Thai here. Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyama Sundar, so much opportunity. Anyone have any questions, comments? Something more to add? Yes, Prabhu?
Just thinking, it was very strange actually that these four pillars of sinful activity were so prominent in the West. The problem would have exploded when he came. It exploded. In India, where people were not doing so much sinful activity, they may not have been so sinfully engaged. So Prabhupada really struggled. So we see that that was a test for Krishna. But it's just interesting also how, you know, whether or not one's sinful tendencies are an obstacle to their taking to the path of bhakti. Or Bhagavad Gita says, Nisham Sutikitam Papa, Dhanam Sutikam. So one is free from sinful activities can take to Krishna consciousness. But our history, we see that immediately they could accept somebody who are the common.
So Prabhupada was making the observation that in the West people are so much enthusiastic and eager to be sinfully engaged, whereas in India there was still some remnants of Vedic culture and somewhat subdued, and maybe not overtly, they were not performing so many wild activities as, and Bhagavad Gita describes that one who's free of, you know, who's pious, he can take the devotional service. But also, like the other examples of Jagai and Madhai, and those who are, everybody has material desires. And maybe culturally they may be coming out, you know, this way or that way. Maybe they were more doctored or subdued or covered over, packaged in a nicer way. But everyone in the material world has material desires, lust, anger, greed, and it might come out in different proportions. So everyone in this world, the conditioned soul, has these desires. And to one extent or another, first-class prisoner, second-class, third-class prisoner, we're all prisoners here. But the process of bhakti is cleansing to any category. And once we take shelter, Krishna makes arrangements. He like unlocks the prison gate and allows us to become free. But we actually have to want that. And sometimes those who have maybe enthusiastically tried to enjoy material life, they can more clearly see that there's no real enjoyment, no real happiness, because we've seen that in some India and some other countries like that, when they see through the internet, wow, let's try it, look what they're doing, let's try that, you know? Follow the ways of the West and then we'll be happy. But they're also seeing that there's no happiness. We've already seen in the West that where it's totally disappointing, the pursuit of happiness in material life. But so anyone from any category can take to devotional service. There's no restrictions. Some, if they're more pious, they may be more quickly inclined. But by the Lord's mercy, he can make the jug eyes and mud eyes inclined as well. Anyone else? Question? Comment? Yes, Prabhu.
They should turn that microphone's too low. You can't hear it. Yeah.
My humble question is, Lord Krishna lived 125 years in this world, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lived only 40 years. He finished the Leela very shortly. So how can I understand it?
So Krishna lived for 125 years and Lord Chaitanya only 48 years, right? Yeah. It's not anything Dwapara Yuga just ended. People's lifespans were longer. They were bigger in stature. And the Lord performed his pastime in that capacity. The Yadu dynasty, huge dynasty. Then he had to wrap up the dynasty. He thought that all my family members will get puffed up, and just like Parasuram, he annihilated the demoniac Kshatriyas 21 times. Yeah. So when Krishna was here, he performed his pastimes of Vrindavan Leela, Mathura, Dwaraka, 16,108 wives, got a lot of work, a lot of responsibilities, a lot of palaces. So it's not just that he actually had a real length of time because that Dwapara Yuga. And then prior to leaving, he wanted to wrap up that I'm not going to leave my family members here because they're also going to become domineering and very difficult, you know, they'll cause so much trouble. So the curse of the Brahmanas, 11th canto, and the whole Yadu dynasty wound up, and Uddhava was there. So he left at that point, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his Leela in the same way, Kali Yuga. I don't have any specific reason why the Lord wanted to stay longer than last time. But we're glad that Lord Chaitanya came to save us. Shishi Gornitai ki jai. Shishi Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shishi Radha Shama Sundari Vishakadevi ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.